Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Welcome to all you on Block Talk Radio listening around the world, and to all you from Russia now that listen, thank you so much for tuning in, and all the other countries that listen, including the United States, thank you for tuning in to the conversation I hope you feel a part of, and to everyone on Facebook Live, thank you for tuning in. Tonight on the conversation, we're going to get into the whole North Korea deal and what went wrong, what didn't, because, you know, no matter what Trump does, it's not going to be good. You know, we can't do any, I'll get into that because there's some things and ties with Cuba that Obama did, but, you know, whatever. I want to get into that. Oh, wow. I also want to get into Stormy Daniels, like anyone, it's not like Michael Cohen. Do you actually listen to what comes out of her mouth? Oh, wow. Just disrespectful. Okay, yep. The whole world has their eyes on this. You guessed it. North Korea summit. It's historic. People are like, North Korea is taking questions from reporters outside their country for the first time in ever. But guess what? The liberal media kept their eyes on Michael Cohen. That's more important. That's what sickens me, that the liberal media is more concerned about getting rid of Trump than what's best for the whole world. Oh yes, what was it? Bill Clinton that said, "No, I didn't inhale. I smoked, but I didn't inhale." You know, or whatever. At least Eric Holcomb, our governor, has been to Colorado and smoked, but I'd never legalize it, but I smoked it in Colorado. Shit, he's probably there with a bong. He's probably lighting up a big, giant bong like a car that you gotta, start up, you know. Well, it's bad for you, but I did about 75 pounds. I was in Colorado, but we shouldn't legalize it. Well, that's red, you know. As I always tell people at work, Merry Christmas, everybody. But, you know, the Supreme Court is actually looking at leaving up a monument that's been gone back and forth over because it's crossed, you know. I'll get into that. Also, how did Manchester United fare against Crystal Palace and the Premier League stuff? And so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, Revelation chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. And behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. And you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and you've not denied my name. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. And tonight I want to get into this stuff with Kenny Rogers taught me this a long time ago, and it has to do a lot with poker. But, you know, you got to learn when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table, because there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. And that's what we got to deal with here. You know, no matter what Trump would have done, if Trump would have made a deal, oh, well, can you believe it? Trump made a deal, and look at, there's 10 nuclear sites, and they're only going to denuclearize 3 of them. Or whatever he would have said, whatever they would have, when Obama was in Cuba, he made deals with Cuba. Not, he didn't do any concessions for the people of Cuba to make sure that they have better living conditions, that they're treated better. Nothing. They didn't. They didn't care. All people, and I'll be the first to admit this. I was one of those like, yeah, we're going to be able to get Cohibas. We're going to be able to get Cohibas and Higula One cigars in America. I can't wait. But he didn't put the Cuban people first when he was dealing with them. And, okay, we're going to have concessions so that they have better living, better this, better. No. He didn't do that. No matter what Trump would have done, first of all, whose idea was it to expect that this summit was going to happen in one day, that they were just in one day, okay, things are at war with us. Those Korean people think that everything that's wrong with their country is the Americans' fault.
Well, a big thing that North Korea thinks is that they pulled his grandfather and his father, when they met with our presidents then, gave them this kind of a deal. Good for them, bad for us.
Yes.
Trump doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Trump will, hey, if you read The Art of the Deal, you know Trump. You walk away from a bad deal, you can come back and always make a good one.
Yep, exactly.
It's harder to make a bad deal good than no deal a good deal.
See, but this is the problem you deal with. The Nobel Peace Prize for Trump is scarier to the left than the DPRK being denuclearized.
Yep.
And as many people know that listen to my program, if I ever mention the word DPRK, what the North Koreans call themselves is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That's what they go by. And you have this notion, you know, there was never, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. And he knew when to walk away. He knew when to say, okay, buddy, nope.
I was listening to Sean Hannity today. He did an interview, the only interview Trump right after the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
He said Trump wasn't phased. Trump acted like, no, Trump, you couldn't have told anything, frazzled him, or like he could, you know.
Yeah.
No, just another day.
He was just pissed off that on this day the liberals had the gall to have.
Well, that's why they think that North Korea was going to offer us a different deal until Yoon, or however you pronounce his last name,
Kim Jong-un,
saw what the Democrats were doing to Trump, thinking Trump needed the win, and he would fold like our other presidents folded. You need the win, so here you go.
Yeah, and that's what. I've heard that. I've heard a lot of people say that on the Right Talk. It's a great app, and they have all kinds of like people on this. Yeah, and it's great. And a lot of them said that they believe it. Hey, look at what's going on. We're just going to see if he's just going to cave.
And did he? Nope.
No, he didn't. And that's the big thing going into this whole week. I mean, I want a deal for America. This isn't, well, actually, let me rephrase that. This deal that's going on is for the United States. No, it's for the world.
I'm just trying to grab where that cord is, that way that's not plugged in. Okay.
Yeah, but it's just how it is. It's one of those things. Yeah, my producer's looking at stuff. Hey, what's going on? But, you know, that's what my producer does. But, you know, you take this deal and you take all the stuff that's going on. This was a deal for the whole world. People don't realize that. This was not just the United States. This was affecting the whole world.
China, and there's another country, Vietnam.
Yeah.
They have a summit, I think, in a month or two.
Yeah.
Or we have a meeting with them, something like that. This has great impact on that.
Yeah, this is huge.
This is showing them we're not messing around.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, this is not. He wants the right deal or no deal.
There's no link to Blog Talk on your Facebook.
I've sent the thing, so it's been shared. Maybe from last night.
Okay.
Yeah. So my producer was saying that if you go down to my page, you will see a link to Blog Talk, to the conversation somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, but this says a lot, though, because the left is huge with a liberal majority. And 92% of left-wing activists live with their parents, a Beijing study finds. This is not a U.S. study. This is not MSNBC. This is not Fox News. This is a Beijing study that said this. Or, I mean, Berlin study, not Beijing. What am I? Oh, Lord. But that's kind of how it is, you know. But I want to get into, you know, and it's just amazing. You know, because this whole, let me see if I can, because, I mean, I really do believe that that's what people wanted. That they wanted to sneak in a little deal. Let me see if I can sneak in a bad deal, and he's just going to try to get a win. There were actually some Democrats, I read an article, I forget, there was like four or five Democrats that praised Trump for not taking the deal. Because they don't want to denuclearize everything. So it's just one of those things. But, I mean, Michael Cohen, I mean, the GOP is kind of saying, hey, they're going after Michael Cohen for even more lies during this round of hearings. I mean, this is so true. Trump is a dictator, says the women who want to decide if a newborn can live, if you should be allowed to become rich, what resources you can use, and if you can own a gun. Those people are the ones that are saying that Trump's a dictator. All these people on the left are trying to tell you what you can and cannot do in this world, but then he's the evil dictator. He's a brutal dictator, Trump is. He wants to run your life, but he wants to let you own a gun. He wants to allow you to have one of the most fundamental principle items that our founding fathers demanded we be able to have in order to protect ourselves from a totalitarian government. I mean, don't worry, folks. They're going after Benjamin Netanyahu just like they're going after Trump. So, I mean, that's, you know, this. Don't worry. You can find liberals that you can't educate them. These little teens that don't know anything. You can say, well, if you're against the Trump building of a wall, guess what? Well, you can show a lot of them videos of Obama supporting, Obama saying everything Trump is saying, Bill Clinton saying everything Trump is saying, Hillary Clinton saying everything Trump is saying, Nancy Pelosi even going more than that, Chuck Schumer even going further than that. And they go, what? Huh? I didn't know. Huh? Yeah. You want me to show you the video where Hillary Clinton's adamant that marriage is between a man and a woman only? There's no such thing as gay marriage. I mean, now she's in public, she'll say she supports it just because she wants your vote. She don't. She don't support it, but, I mean, behind closed doors, she does. I mean, you got to understand Hillary Clinton, someone that was a Goldwater girl. She supported Barry Goldwater, who wanted to resegregate America. You know, you can't get to some liberals, some young people, and say, here's Obama saying this. Well, you're mad at Trump for wanting it, but Obama wanted it, this person wanted it. You know, you look at this nuclear deal. They wanted to leave many sites open. Okay, no, you're going to denuclearize. It's all or nothing. You denuclearize. No deal. No dice. But, you know, how dare they? You know, I was getting into it with some people on like a link about it. You know, like, well, here we go. You know, any deal is better than no deal. Okay, so if Trump made a deal with North Korea where they didn't have to denuclearize at all, how is that a good deal? How is that better than nothing at all? How would be doing no deal? Because any deal is better than no deal. Well, if the deal is to they're not going to denuclearize at all, then what's the point? You know, it's just, you know, you got to educate people. And that's what I try to do in this program. Make people wake up. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you're left, right, well, this is not a left or right issue. It's not. This is what's best for the world. I mean, it's like there's video, and if you go up on YouTube and look it up, there's a BBC interview. Wait, this is when Bush was in office, and this lady that's on there, she's Muslim, of course, and she's being interviewed, and she goes, "Well, he was really good friends with Sheikh Mohammed, the man who killed Osama bin Laden." Well, I thought SEAL Team 6 did it, and that part was edited out of the interview. But if you see the unedited part, she basically says, "Yeah, this he was best friends with Sheikh Mohammed, the man who was responsible for killing Osama bin Laden." And it makes you wonder, because if you go back, none of the videos of Osama bin Laden, could they prove a timeline? There was nothing in there that could say, okay, when they could have filmed them all in one day and then just recorded them and sent them out at different intervals, whatever the case may be. You know, my point going through all this is you got to know, who do you trust? That's why I try to educate people. Think for yourselves. If you think any deal is better than no deal, what if the deal Trump struck today was, okay, that's the only deal we're getting. So they're still going to have nukes, but not as many, but they're still going to have... No. You need to know when to fold them, know when to hold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Ronald Reagan knew that very well. No. Okay. No. Just like if you're going to go buy a car, because I need a car desperately. And when I've been looking at buying a car, they always tell you, if you show some interest in stuff and then say, yeah, I'm thinking about it, you know, and don't just look and do research. And then when you find the car you want, then double check it, because they'll sit there and they'll put a pinstripe on there, and they'll have a $200 thing on the invoice right here, $200 pinstriping. You can do that yourself for pennies. Well, the cost of the pinstriping is very easy to do. I'll show you how to do it. They'll put $4,000 worth of stuff, add-ons on the car that cost them maybe $100 to do all that. That's how they make their money back. Do your research. Don't believe me. Prove me wrong. No deal. Any deal is better than no deal. Okay. So it's the same people who, you know, look at Obama. He was in Cuba and did all that dealings with Cuba. Wow, that's great. But what were the concessions for the people of Cuba? Go to Cuba. Anywhere they can, where do you think they come? Where do you think there's like a little Cuba in Miami? Where do you think they risk life and limb to come here to get away from the brutal dictators? Supreme Court appears inclined to let a 40-foot peace statue stand on public property. A majority of the Supreme Court justices offered tepid support for letting a Maryland war memorial in the shape of a Christian cross remain on government land in a landmark First Amendment case with implications for religious symbols on public property across the country. And what I'm going to say about this, because this is a huge issue. This is making headlines. I've taken restaurant law classes and stuff, so I always love reading and following law cases and stuff. I think it's kind of fascinating. And one thing you'll find with this is key. Okay, if you have a bunch of soldiers that go to fight for our country that are atheists, they should be able to have some sort of monument up that represents them. That, you know, if this is what they decide to have as a monument to represent them who are atheists that go to fight for our country, they should have that. If there's a group of 1,000 people that belong to the Church of Satan and they fight and die for our country and they want to have a memorial put up for them, they should have a memorial. They have that right with the First Amendment. You may not agree with people that are Satanists. You may not agree with people that are atheists, but they should have the right to have a monument if they fight and die for our country. Just like these people fought and died for our country and they believed in a cause. They believed in Jesus. They believe in the crucifixion. They believe in God the Father, like I do. They have that right to have that up there. Somehow, if you have a cross, how dare you have a cross? How dare it? Because that means we're forcing you to be a Christian. You automatically become a Christian if you have a cross near you. No. Following Jesus Christ is a decision you have to make for yourself. You may not want to because it'll change your life. We're not perfect. No Christian is. We all screw up. You know, they have this notion out there that people put us on a pedestal because Joel Osteen's a Christian. He's on a pedestal like he's perfect. He's going to screw up like everybody else. He's not perfect. No one is. I mean, we've gotten to the point where porn star Stormy Daniels tells Michael Cohen, "I'm proud of you for your testimony." That's the world we live in. This is hilarious. Oh my God, this is funny. Okay, so I lied about my lies when I was lying about some other lies that I lied about while lying because I was called a liar, but now I'm not lying, so don't call me a liar. He's a liar of the liar who lied about lies, but now since he's testifying now, he's not a liar. I don't trust a word out of that dude's mouth, but that's the world we've come to, where when we have the world, it's like the World Cup of football, where everyone in the world watches, and it's not that big in the U.S., but it's getting bigger, but everyone in the world was watching that summit between North Korea and the U.S. and the implications it's having around the world. And what is our country doing? Well, we're going to have a liar testify, and he's going to, because, you know, if there's a 0.0001% chance that Trump might become president, and if he is, we're figuring out how can we impeach him before he even becomes president. Okay, we're going to make sure if we can find out that he didn't return a book in kindergarten, we're going to get him for it. Did he forget to pay a parking ticket? If we have to make up some new law to where he can be impeached and thrown out of office, we're going to do it because we don't care about, we want to kill babies. We hate America. We want all you mothers effers to die. As long as Trump gets out of the office, we want America to fail so that we can say, ha ha, we told you so with Trump. I don't know what went wrong in this country. Where we have people that would rather have America fail and go under so that Trump looks bad. I would rather have, folks, on the conversation, I apologize. Look at what Obama did. Look at the way he made this country great. I wish I could have done that. I wish I could have said, you know, Trump. But, you know, I couldn't with Obama. It's not a left or right issue that's going on in this country. It's a simple fact of I want America great. When was Americans, thousands of whites died to help free the slaves? No one wants to talk about that. We have freedom of speech in this country. We have a lot of freedoms most places don't have. We have a lot of people like all those migrants coming up in the caravans. Yeah, why are they coming up to America? Not to have the country that, Ocelia Cortez wants, not what Nancy Pelosi wants. But I think Trump needs to, put in the bill. Okay, yeah, we got a thing, okay. We're going to make a thing. Well, okay, if we're not going to have a wall at the border, then you need to, then there's a stipulation that Nancy Pelosi has to take down her fences, her walls, her security, her border, all that crap around her house. I mean, that's what needs to happen. I'm all for that. You know, Nancy Pelosi, okay, then guess what? If, you know, that's the problem we have in this country. We have people that you shouldn't be able to own a gun, but they will have guns. They will have people protecting them. You can't have a wall at the border, but they want a wall around your house. Where is Bernie Sanders' tax returns? Why hasn't he shown them? Where is Nancy Pelosi's tax returns? I want to see how she made her million. I want the tax return of every politician that makes $174,000 a year that makes $50-60 million. I want to know how they're getting their millions. You want Trump's tax returns? I want to see every politician's tax returns. I want to see how they're making, how they have $70 million, $100 million net worth on the amount they can't making $174,000 a year. Two can play the game. We're playing chess right now and checkmate. Yeah, I play chess on my Mac once in a while. It's fun. Sometimes I'm not thinking right, and I just like, and I've had like a 5-move, like checkmate, ching, ching, check, damn it. You know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, I this came across the desk, and I just had to share this. Martha Stewart partners with pot company to develop CBD product. Now, what do we mean by develop CBD product? Do we mean that someone's going to make this crap and they're just going to give her money and she's going to have her name on it? Martha Stewart CBD? Or is she actually going to be in the laboratory, you know, working on a strain and, you know, chemically making the strain? Well, I want to have this much, you know, trichomes in it with this much CBD and this much CBA and CBN and developing it? Or is she just like, you know, someone that, hey, we got a pot and pan set, we want to put your name on it, and, you know, you had nothing to do with it. We made the crap. We just want to see if you'll put your name on it and endorse the product. You know, I'm cool with it if she is actually in the developing of the CBD strain or whatever that's being used. If there's a product that a company is making, and once it's done, they're just going to slap her name on the bottle and say it's hers. No. I mean, our own governor, which I can't stand, he's basically a progressive, but he's been in Colorado and smoked. You know, he's like lit it up, you know. He's got like Chinese eyes. You know, but if it's federally legal, then he might consider, because I have a feeling what it's going to be is it's going to be like alcohol, where it's going to be up to the state by state to where it could be federally legal, but your state may not legalize it. Or, you know, like even in Michigan, when they legalized it there, they've had municipalities that had like 95% approve of the measure in that municipality, and like they vote down any dispensaries in that, because we still have so many stereotypes about cannabis that it's deadly, it's dangerous. Eli Lilly used to manufacture, all these pharmaceuticals used to grow it and make it. It was a medicine. It took them years to demonize it, to make it out to be this bad thing, because it never was. I wonder if now with this new hemp bill passing, are they going to finally have it in the Smithsonian listed as a textile? Because for years, the Smithsonian, there was no mention of hemp as a textile. There wasn't. Kids, they don't want to confuse kids. they don't want to confuse kids because, you know, God forbid you have a kid that would, Mom, I thought that stuff was dangerous. No, it can make, if you made Band-Aids out of it, like I sliced my finger today on equipment, not on, see, I cook for a living. And it's been since like 97 since I've ever cut myself with a knife. It's always on like a table or something if I'm cleaning and there's like a metal like thing underneath, you know, something like that. And we were trying to fix a mixer and didn't notice it until that's not the ground beef. That's not the red from the ground beef on my glove on the outside. That's on the inside. And, you know, so.
You mainly burn yourself.
Yeah. Like they, well, what they tell you in school, you'll never be a ham, Marley. You know, it's not the first time you'll get cut or burned. It won't be the last time. But you have this, you know, it's we're having to, so I look at it like Scientology. We have to slowly peel back the layers for these kids to realize that they've been duped. And the thing is, they don't want to just instantly come out and say, hey, we've known since the 70s that cannabis, when we've done, every time they've tried to have someone, it's kind of like the tobacco industry, where, you know, they would shut up somebody when they found out it was bad, or when they came up, you know, yeah, this is more space, what I'm doing, you know, all this research. And then that's 3:15, but as of 3 o'clock, we don't do this research anymore, and they shut people up who were proving how deadly tobacco was. Damn it, man, you're going to turn us into a drug company. Well, every time, like in Bill Clinton's administration, they had somebody study cannabis, and when they did it, he proved, why is this stuff even illegal? This is the safest therapeutic drug known to man. This should be, and they blacklisted him and shut him up really fast. You know, and we're having to, because if they sit there and they come out and say, yeah, this stuff is, there's nothing wrong with it, it's safe, guess what? So, when, the whole time when they said it was bad and don't do drugs and don't do this and don't do that, it's dangerous. If that was all a lie, then what else have they lied to us about? And that's one of those things that going forward, you know, we're having to peel the onion back layer by layer and let people realize that, hey, I just want to, I mean, they couldn't have me as a cop. I'd be like, I'd probably be thrown out as a reporter. I'd be like, so, okay, well, okay. I'd be asking Nancy Pelosi all the questions. They're like, okay, well, where's your tax returns, Nancy Pelosi? 99% of you in Congress make $174,000 a year, but you have millions of dollars in net worth. Explain that. You don't want a wall at the border, but you have one around your house. When you talk about, see, you want a gun ban. You just want to have this little tiny bit of legislation that's not going to work, and then crime's going to get worse, and then you're going to, oh, well, we weren't sure. Okay, they found drugs and everything else in solitary confinement. If you can't keep drugs in a solitary confinement, you're not going to stop anything with drugs. No law is going to stop any gun, you know, and they don't want that. So I got my regular caller calling in, so. What's going on, man? Well, you can chime in whenever you can get in, but, you know, but it's how this world works. I mean, if they come out and all of a sudden cannabis is safe and good and all this stuff, then if they, because they're afraid that people are going to realize it, it's been safe and it's been great all this time, but if it comes out to be that way, then what else have they lied to us about? What else have they not told us? What else have they not been truthful and honest with us about? And that's what I think the real issue is. You know, we know it. Say all the stuff that they want to do to, well, we know it cures cancer. We know it does all this great stuff. But if they admit it that they've known, then, you know, it's just going to be like, well, if they lied about this, what else have they lied about? How can we trust the government at all? I mean, I'm surprised anyone trusts the government at all. I'm surprised the trust level of the government is not zero. I mean, I don't know how anyone can say they trust the government. So, I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. I just don't know how anyone can say they trust the government. I don't trust them. I trust the government about as far as I could throw Roseanne Barr. Rosie O'Donnell. I couldn't throw either of them. I couldn't pick either of them up. But it's just one of those things. I mean, you have, like, our governor, Eric Holter, admits he smoked weed. At least he was honest. Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale. Okay, Bill, I'm guaranteeing you're sitting there going, I know he did that. He's probably, like, there was, like, a 50-foot giant bong with a helmet or something. You know, at least Eric Holter admits he did it, even though he doesn't support legalization at all. But he, at least he's double-standarding it, saying, oh, I smoke all the time when I'm out in Colorado, but now we shouldn't have it legal here. But, I mean, what a retard. What a tarb, dude. I'm telling you, he is.
He's not even a re. He's just a tarb.
He's a tarb. Yeah, oh, I smoke all the time in Colorado, but we should never have it legal here. Mm-mm. Even though we can make hundreds of millions of dollars. Lord, well, at least he admits he did it. Now, Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale. I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. I didn't. Okay, but it's one of those things. That's just where we live in, folks. Fantasy land. You know, where it's amazing the billionaire giving up everything. Because, like, even Walmart, there was talk about today that they're going to get rid of all, the person that does, like, the greeter is going to be a more physical job. It's going to be more, you know, and these people that are, like the disabled that sit in a wheelchair that greet people and can make some income and do and greet people and help them out a little bit and check a receipt and stuff. It's going to be more physically demanding to where they won't be able to do it. And it just sickens me because, I mean, you go back to Sam Walton. I remember I worked at a video store that was near Sam, and there are certain stuff we couldn't carry, certain things you had to comply with to be near a Walmart. You couldn't sell liquor when Sam Walton was there. He would be turning in his grave with what's going on at Walmart. And the thing I hate, because I've been watching all these videos where these people buy, like, shoes at Marshall's for, like, $20 and then get, like, $100. See right here? If you look at that Amazon app, they go for $200, and they're here $39 at Marshall's Moments. Like, I've heard a lot of people when I've tried to find this at Walmart or that at Walmart. Yeah, they're cutting back on what they're bringing to the stores. They're basically trying to transition. I only buy online if I can't find it somewhere. I want to be able to go to Walmart and buy the stuff. I want to be able to go to Meijer and buy it or go to buy or whatever. I don't want to have to go online unless you can't get it anywhere else. You know, and it's like a lot of stuff is, yeah, they're transitioning a lot of it, like, more and more, and you're getting it to where it has to be bought online. And it's sad, because I want to buy it in person. If I can't find it anywhere, then, okay, let's see if they have it on Amazon or eBay or whatever. But, you know, if I don't have to, I don't want to buy online. But that's the problem. Got about 14 minutes left, and I'm going to get in. I got about 20 minutes left in the program, about 6 minutes left, and I'm going to get into some of the Premier League that's coming on, what's going on with that, folks. But, you know, it's just crazy that with this whole world, I mean, I kind of look at it like the Premier League. You know, you have people that watch football and rugby all around the world. You know, this summit with North Korea, it was, the whole world was watching and all the stuff going on. And you sit there and you look and you go, okay, all this, you know, it affects the world. I mean, it's because we live in a country now where you can have an overwhelming 50% plus, and in some studies, 60% plus of the people believe cannabis should be legalized. But no, sorry. Look at Michigan. Those towns that had 95% of the people voting yes for the legalization of it. But the town votes no on having a dispensary. It's sad. It's a sad world we live in. But, you know, it's one that we live in. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy that, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. But then you look at this world when you have everybody attacking the president, everyone attacking the president, everyone attacking the president. And, oh, who cares? Who cares? Don't worry. You know. But you have all these people that don't care. Well, we're just going to, who cares about what's best for this country? Let's just put our agenda, we got to get rid of Trump at all costs, no matter what. But it's one of those things that people need to wake up and do the research and say, okay, well, is cannabis dangerous? Is it as bad as they say? You know, do your research. Not many people know this, but you take a look at it, like, because, like, I knew people that sold, because I go through the rounds where, like I had someone come up, someone was selling Demerol. Oh, do you like Demerol? I said, it's great, but it's great for a bad thing. And she goes, what do you mean it's great for a bad thing? I'm like, well, Demerol is really great products. The problem is they're really, really good. So if you buy a Sopat, if I bought a Sopat off you, I already got like 3 Sopats, but if I bought one off you, I've used the Sopat in the kitchen, and the Sopat is silicone and glass that's fused together. I've used one that was used every day in a hotel for like 15 years, and it's still good. If you buy one Sopat, it lasts you the rest of your life. A lot of those products, once you sell to the people that want the stuff, they probably will never need another pot or pan or whatever. That's the only problem with it. You'll do good in the beginning, but then once you run out of people to sell to because it's so high quality, you're done. And there are people selling xylitol chocolates. You know, these have all this work and all this stuff. Well, oil of clove has 10 million ORAC. Thyme has 107 million ORAC, and oil of oregano has 106 million ORAC. And it's great antibiotic properties, and it's good for the heart and good for the blood and all this stuff. And if you don't do the research and don't look this stuff up and don't know this stuff, you know, you gotta do stuff. Look, do your research. Okay, would a wall help? You know, I guarantee you, if Trump was against the wall, they would say, well, even if it saves one life, because they say this all the time, if banning guns would save one life, well, if it would, then Chicago would be the safest place on earth, because they have some of the highest gun restrictions ever, and their violence is through the roof. But moving forward with this, you know, do your homework. You know, if the wall would save one life, is it worth it? Is doing this? Talk to the angel moms. We got to remember that most of the stuff going on in this country right now is not a left or right issue. It's what's best for this country. Like, I don't believe in global warming. I think it's a bunch of BS. But at the same time, should we just trash our country and not do anything for it, and just let everything rot and fall apart? No. No, we shouldn't, but that's this world we live in, you know. A lot of people are all or none. You shouldn't agree with 100% of what Trump's doing. You shouldn't agree with 100% of what Obama did if you're a supporter. But some people don't see it that way. It's either if you support Obama, you support 100% what he did, or you don't. There is no middle ground. And that's kind of sad because, I mean, in this day and age, you need to think for yourself and say, well, is this a good idea? Should I do this? Is it going to work? And you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And some people don't get that. Oh, we got to have a deal. It's a deal or no deal. No, you can say no deal, let's start over, and let's try again, just like going to buy a car. The last little bit before getting to some English Premier League, but, you know, you don't just go and buy a car. You go and you haggle and you say, okay, well, I'll think about it. Then I went to this dealership over there and I talked to them and they can do this and they can, you know, and well, this is what they're going to do for me. What are you going to do for me? Go in there with a loan. Okay, yeah, they're getting me 6% interest on that loan. What can you do? Can you get, you know, that way, you know, well, you can do 6%. Okay, well, we'll get you 5%. Okay. You know, you barter, you deal. You don't just take the first offer on the table. But yeah, that's the world we live in, folks. The world we live in. You know, it's sad that we live in a world that, like, so many people just, oh, there's a cross, that offends me. I mean, I can't believe it. That offends me, that cross. Take that cross down, please, that offends me. I'm a Christian now because now I don't know what to do because now that I've seen that cross, I'm a Christian. I don't know what to do. No. A cross doesn't make you a Christian. Like I said before, I mean, if you die and fight for our country and you're atheist and your group wants to have a monument and this symbol means atheism, which wouldn't be a symbol because they don't believe in anything, there you go. Whatever the case may be, you have that right. Just got over about 11 minutes left in the program, folks, and I'm going to move on. Folks, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening all around the world. I'm going to get into some Premier League action, folks, and what happened and what's going on with that. And it's just crazy because as you look, as we look at the Premier League and you look at Manchester United and what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done with the team. And I got some goods and bads with it. And the thing is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has taken that team with what they have and turned them around. And when he had the injuries, and I'm going to see, where is it? I have it written down here. Let me see if I can find this list for you really quickly. But, I mean, he has like 11 plus injured on the team. Anthony Martial, you got Phil Jones out. You got Mata, you got Matic. All these players gone. And he gets a 3-1 win at Crystal Palace. Lukaku is scoring 2 goals. It's just, I mean, he's turned the team around. And I love the fact that he's bringing back the style of football that we like. You know, he's like, hey, well, you lost the game. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Just remember, you come from a long line of great players. Like Duncan Edwards and Sir Bobby Charlton and Georgie Best and Beckham and Cantona. And Nilstroy. And Vidic. And all these players. And Dimitar Berbatov. And Ronaldo. And keep your head up. But I'm afraid as we move in that they're going to say, you know, the Glazers are going to say, well, look, we don't have to spend money. Look at what he's doing. He has all these injuries and he's still winning. We don't need to spend. He's going to bring the value of the club up. He's going to keep us in the Champions League contention in fourth place so we can be in it. We don't have to worry. And we don't have to spend. No, we need to spend money. every good club has to be ruthless and say, okay, yeah, you got to go. We got players, and we need to, we got to spend. I mean, it's imperative that we got to get some players in there. We need to get like a Verratti in. We need to get some good players in there. Thank God we ain't got Jose Mourinho anymore, you know, and we'd be looking at like a Jerome Boateng. But, you know, but we need to get some good players in. We need to get some amazing talent to United. Maybe get a Verratti. We just got to get some. And I think some of the players we might have been able to get back in the day. Let me see here. Oh, wow. I don't know if they would have come if we didn't have Jose Mourinho. It just makes me wonder. Koulibaly, Verratti, we need to spend some money. Sancho, we need to get some players in. Jordan Sancho would be amazing. Koulibaly would be amazing. Verratti would be amazing. We need to get some new blood in there. You know, the first player that came on after Alex Ferguson left is gone now. The mop, Marouane Fellaini's gone. The long ball is gone. You know, take Zinedine Zidane and put him at Sunderland. He's only going to be as good as his players. If he ain't got great players, he's only going to be as good as his players are. We got to invest. And I think some of these players, now that they're seeing that Manchester United is turning around and the type of play they're doing, they're excited. And I think we're going to have some deals done. Mbappe would be good too. And I think once we get someone like Solskjaer, I think when they announce that I think they're going to hold off. I honestly think when you get down to it, Zidane didn't want to be in the Premier League period, so he was out. You go to Pochettino, not really interested. You know, he likes where he's at. You know, and because I don't think they just snap their fingers, okay, let's take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You know, it was meticulous. That's why I honestly think we didn't just get rid of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer right away. That's why I don't think we just got rid of him right away. I think we kept him. And when the right man came along, then they said, because I don't think Michael Carrick wanted the job. And I think when that happened, here we go. And that going forward, I think it's amazing. I think he's just like a genius. I just want to see where he goes from here. I'm excited. It's exciting again. Now when you watch a game, you're afraid to go to the bathroom because you're afraid like a goal is gonna happen. But before it's like, I'm gonna go take a nap. Jose Mourinho's, he's parked the bus. On your phone while the game's on, you're watching, you're seeing what's on Netflix because it's that boring of a game. Now it's like incredible. Now it's incredible, and I think we need to get an Mbappe or a Verratti or someone like. I think we need to get a Jordan Sancho. I was excited when we got Fred, but I was really, really, really excited when we got Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez. I'm like, man, if he does half of what he did at Arsenal, at United, he hasn't panned out to me at all. I think he needs to go. He hasn't done anything like I thought he would. You know, but I think we get like a Jordan Sancho, we get a Koulibaly or a Verratti, we get some new blood. We need to get some like 25 some things that have some experience, and we need to get like some 28-year-olds. Okay, he's got maybe 3 years, he's gonna dominate with us for 3 or 4 years. You know, that way we can have some back and forth. So we can have some players that are gonna build it. You know, we got And one thing was good is when Josie Mourinho was here, we got a bunch of young players that hopefully will develop and turn into great players. That could be, you know, that are under the 21 now, but they're going to make great 21 squad. They're going to be great first team squad players. And when we got Ollie, I'm like, okay, yeah, we got Ollie going to Solskjaer. Let's see what's going to happen. And I'm just like, well, he gets kind of just screwed around. And let's just kind of see what happens as he screws around, and let's see if it works. Let's see what happens. And he's just dominant. He's just done the thing. And I hope the consistency continues. And it's not like, okay, once next year comes along, it's like, what the heck? He can't do it. Like, he was running backwards. Now he can't put one foot in front of the other to crawl forward. You know, because there have been a lot of managers that when they were taken on a temporary basis, they dominated. And then as soon as they got the job the next year, they couldn't do anything. And I don't want that to be the case with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But I don't think that will, but it will be remain to see. But, I mean, for what he's done and the way he's – with the injuries and the way he's – and the formation he's done – bloody, give him the dang contract. Sign him already. But when you give him a 5-year contract, make sure he better demand money. He better demand like 250 or 300 million so he can get Jordan Sancho or a Mbappe or a Verratti or a Koulibaly. Get some players in. Got about 90 seconds left. But we got to spend. Because, yeah, we're good. We're not bad. But go to the Champions League and we're done. We can't compete. We're not that level. And if you want to be competitive in Champions League, you have to be ruthless in the transfer windows. You have to be ruthless in who you bring in and who you take out. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's live on Facebook or on the replay later. Thank you so much. And just remember, folks, think for yourself. God gave us all a brain so we can think. You know, and think for yourself. You know, if someone tells you something, great. Take it and look it up. You know, I have to do that all the time with all these celebrities. I have so many people come up to you. Did you hear that this guy died? Or they'll post someone that like they just died, but they died like 10 years ago. Yeah, that happened like 10 years ago, you know, whatever. Or so many fake deaths. So you have to do your research. Do your research, folks. And just remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.